less of a writer are you? Item tonight is EA17-121098 VA Clay and Tiffany Apartments, and Anna Bryant is here to give us a brief description of what we're looking at.
All right.
Welcome, Anna.
Thank you. I guess microphones don't matter too much. So this is a DA for a proposal at Southwest 11th and Tiffany. It's a design advice request. The proposal is for a 16-story, 258-unit student group housing. That means that most of the units do not have kitchens. There are 5 common kitchens proposed, 6 apartments that do have kitchens, and 252 group housing units. The second story will have a rooftop amenity deck. There are 2 loading spaces proposed. You'll notice a discrepancy in the location of those loading units. The applicant has changed the floor plan since I've got the original submittal. And 900 square foot commercial space. I believe that also looks larger on the copy that you just received. So the applicant will speak to some of the changes, but considering the stage of design, it's pretty typical that they're moving forward with already responding to staff comments. The site is located in the Central City Plan District. Central City Fundamental Design Guidelines apply. It is zone RXD, Central Residential with a Design Overlay. You'll notice in the bottom right corner, well, in both these site plans, that green swath, it represents not the park blocks, but the start of the PSU campus. So it's near the park blocks, but a little bit further west. I'm actually going to go back here. So on the larger site plan, Southwest 11th, which runs to the east side, has streetcar tracks in it, and those streetcar tracks do a kind of a U and go down Market Street and then continue back to the north on the streets to the east. The current conditions are a historic building, the Morgan Apartments. It's a 6-story brick apartment building built in 1909. It was removed from the HRI in 2013. And I talked a little bit about the street frontages. Southwest Clay Street is a traffic street. There's a lot of loading and queuing on that street to access the 405 on-ramp. And then Southwest 11th Ave, as I mentioned, has the streetcar tracks. So there's somewhat complicated transit issues on both sides that the applicant is contending with the loading location. Neighborhood context, I'm framing up some of the questions that we have for you guys. The neighborhood is primarily masonry, historically masonry. However, there is the glass and steel Benson Tower directly across the street. There's also the concrete and metal Roche Schnitzer Tower across the street on the other side. So there's a diversity of masonry palettes, stone, brick, kind of hodgepodge brick on some of the 80s buildings in the area, and then there's this newer glass and steel. So the height suggests that maybe they want to reflect some of the taller buildings, but we'd like to hear your thoughts on that. FAR, the base zone, allows for 8-1 with bonuses of up to 12-1. The maximum building height is 250 feet. And then a few context photos. This photo, as I mentioned, might be a little deceiving because there's typically a lot of traffic that's queuing on Southwest Clay, which is the street that's straight ahead from the camera in this photo, and then Southwest 11th, you can see with the streetcar tracks. And then you see at the end of the block, that's the start of the PSU campus. So this is a pretty great pedestrian area with great proximity to PSU. The issues that we identified, I'd love to hear your thoughts on, would be materials and facade articulation, the ground floor active use. The site plan has been updated somewhat in the version that you have in front of you, but we are interested in hearing your thoughts on how to best